welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore on WGCR.FM.
Hello, I'm your host for this half hour of the Grant Writing Seminar, Dr. Eurydice Moore, the grant writer of Safe Haven Community Skills Center. We are here to serve the local, national, and international communities. You may send your kind contribution to Safe Haven Community Skills Center at Post Office Box 24117, Post Office Box 24117, Chicago, Illinois, 60624. You may reach me at 773-407-5372 or 773-426-0271. You may email me at Eurydice, E-U-R-Y-D-I-C-E, Moore at yahoo.com. Or you can fax me at 773-638-5003. Your sponsor for this half hour is National Human Services Accreditation. You may reach them at 773-407-6208. National Human Services Accreditation, certified grant writers, case managers, nonprofit managers. Have you been working in the field of grant writing, case management, or nonprofit, but you don't have any credentials and you need to credentialize? Well, just call the people at 773-407-6208 and you can take an exam and become a certified grant writer, case manager, nonprofit manager. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties on last week's show. And I hope many of you caught the show at 3 p.m. I want to make an announcement of the upcoming shows for the remaining of March and April. I'm just going to share some of the shows, but I'm not going to give you the order. You're just going to have to tune in. We're going to have the spirituality of grant writing, proposal writing, a three-part series where you will learn step-by-step how to write a proposal. Small business information, entrepreneurship information will be coming for us in shows. And then we're going to have a repeat of proposal letter writing, a two-part series. There is a difference between proposal letters and proposal. Proposal letters are usually a one-page document. And a proposal, many pages. Now, as you tune in to both shows, you will see the difference. Today's show is we're going to do part one of proposal writing. And the information that will be shared with you will be from the book, The Elements of Proposal Writing. And you have time right now to contact people and ask them to tune in and to grab pen and paper. The Element of Proposal Writing is a book that I publish. And if you would like to purchase this book, you may contact me at 773-407-5372, 773-407-5372, or you can log on to www.10skillcenter.com. Now, let's get into our lesson for today. Part one. Can you write a proposal? Yes, you can. Do you need a college degree to write a proposal? No. No, you do not. Who can write a proposal? Anyone can write a proposal if they possess the following. If you have the following quality, you can write a proposal. You have a sincere desire. You have a high school diploma. You know the alphabet system. You can count money. You can answer the who, what, where, when, and how. You are not fearful. If you can do all of the above, the next thing you need to do is take an idea, dream, vision, or passion, whatever you want to name it, even an assignment from God. You can write a proposal. and turn your passion into a program, project, or service in which you can use to solicit funding to solve a problem. Funders want to solve problems. So you can take your dreams, your passion, ideas, and look within your community, see what's happening. Join that together and form a proposal. I have seen people freeze up when the word proposal was mentioned. I have even seen grown men quiver over that eight-letter word. I have attended classes where proposal writing was taught and left with a headache. I even took a proposal writing class at a university, and later in life, and in the pursuit of proposals, discovered that they didn't tell it all. I began to have accidents. I began to stumble upon information that was valuable and should have been part of a course. I have viewed hundreds of proposal writing guidelines and had to call up professionals in the field to ask, what did they say? What did they mean? You are very fortunate to tune in to this program and to tune in the other two parts, because I will be sharing with you over 20 years of proposal writing experience, and I will break it down to the nitty-gritty that you can understand. Isn't it awful when you attend workshops and classes and courses, take courses in school, and you don't have a clue as to what in the world are they talking about? I felt that. I experienced that. And I said, Lord, if you ever give me the opportunity to teach this, I will not do to people what was done to me. All right. I even had opportunity to sit on proposal review committees in which organization proposals were discussed and turned down because of missing key elements that was not identified in the proposal. It is through the above adventures that this book was birthed to serve as a guide to simplify the proposal writing process. I pray that this information that I'm sharing with you on the radio will be inspirational, as well as serve as an ABC method of writing a proposal. Now, let's get to work. The first thing you need to know in the element of proposal writing, that a proposal have different parts to it. The proposal has the cover letter, summary, introduction, statement of need, project description, goals and objective, methodology, staff/administration, evaluation, your budget, funding information, organization information. Then you have the conclusion of the proposal, documents that need to be attached to accompany your proposal. I'm going to read this once again. Now, I want you to make sure you take notes. And if you miss anything, you're more than welcome to contact me, Dr. Eurydice Moore, at 773-407-5372. Call in and we will mail you a copy of The Elements of Proposal Writing for a very small fee, a nominal fee. All right, I'm going to read the elements. We're going over the elements, which is mean the parts of a proposal. These are the proposal parts. Now, in your writing, you'll discover that proposal have different formats. Although proposal come in different size and different format, they all have the same key ingredient, the same key element, which is cover letter, summary, introduction, statement of need, project description, goals and objective, methodology, staff or your administration, evaluation, budget, funding information, organizational information, conclusion, document. That's what you need. Now I'm going to cover each one that I have read to you. Now, whenever you do a proposal, you should always send a proposal with a cover letter, just like you do when you're job hunting and you send your resume out along with a cover letter. Same thing here. every proposal should accompany a cover letter. And if you don't have, if you don't remember or you never did a cover letter before, all you have to do is key in on the internet, cover letter, and then sample cover letter. And then a sample will come up and you can look at it and simply use it as a guideline and plug in your information. Now, what should be inside of a cover letter? You should identify the organization that's making the request. What are you requesting in terms of the proposal? Briefly explain your project or your service or your project or your service. And you want to focus on the purpose and your general approach. Indicate the size of your request. In other words, the dollar amount. Many people write and they forget to ask for the money. Note the support of the board. Okay, you need to make some type of notation that your board has met and are in agreement with the submission of this proposal. Too often, organizations are not for the proposal. Many times, funders will call. When your board list, you turn in a board list, they have been known to call board members to find out if they are aware that a proposal has been submitted on the behalf of the organization. And many times they have called to ask questions. It is too bad that sometimes they have called and the board members didn't have a clue that a proposal was submitted. That looks very, very bad. You want that board support. Mention relevant prior discussions with the funder. If you have developed a rapport with the funder, which means you've been calling, then you can relate past conversations as a reminder, because you want, it's all about relationship. Describe the content of the proposal package. Let them know within the cover letter that you have attached a proposal and that what the proposal is for: general operation support, program development, startup or seed money capital. And if it's focusing on a particular program, project or service, then talk about that a little bit. Then let them know that you appreciate that they will be reviewing the proposal and that you will be following up and that you are available to provide any additional information which will be acquired, which would be needful to help them to determine whether you will be grant funding. Now the cover letter, it goes before the proposal. Now, the next page, you will have what is known as an executive summary. Now, another common term is summary, rationale, or abstract. Now, the buzzword of the hour is executive summary. That's the buzzword for the proposal community. Now, the executive summary will be the last document that you write. It goes after the cover letter, and it is before the actual proposal, but it is the last page written. What needs to be included? The executive summary is the second place, okay, and after the budget that a funder glances at immediately. Now, I got some bad news for you. After you have written a proposal, many times, I would say about 80% of the time, and I have sat on review committee, there's stacks and stacks of proposal, because now you're not the only one seeking funding. 80% of the time, they will only read your executive summary and your budget. That's it, which means you have done all that writing and you may feel like it's in vain. Well, you won't feel that way if they cut you a check. Now, the reason why they do the read only the executive summary and the budget is because they have an outpouring of proposal to review. So it is very, very important that you write a dynamite summary and that you have a together budget. And then just off of those two pages, you'll get funded. So someone might think, well, why don't I just send in those two pages along with a cover letter? No. What they do with that proposal, they file it away and they have proof for the government that, look, we funded these organizations and corporations. So it'll get filed away. Now, on the same note, you have funders that are sticklers that will read word for word every page and every element. Now, you have been listening to WGCR.FM. We're What the World Looking For, the Grant Writing Seminar. Your host for this half hour, Dr. Eurydice Moore.
Baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this: how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
You're listening to WGCR.FM.
Welcome back to the Grant Writing Seminar, your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore. And we're going to go right into our announcement. In the month of May, for the international people, I will be announcing grant opportunities for you. I need to do some research, so I will have something ready for you in May. Now, the following opportunities are available at Safe Haven Community Skills Center: sponsorship opportunity, scholarship opportunity, proposal workshop, proposal writing services. Just contact Dr. Moore at 773-407-5372. If you have a business and you would like to be a featured guest, you may contact me at the same number, 773-407-5372. And effective in April, I will have a reminder of upcoming shows for you. Praise God. Now I have a funder of the month, the Illinois Credit Union Foundation. If you are a member of a credit union or your organization does business at a credit union, you may contact them, the Illinois Credit Union Foundation, at Post Office Box 3107, Naperville, Illinois 60566. -7107. Application deadlines are March 31st, July 31st, October 31st. Now we're back into the executive summary. The executive summary highlights key information and communicates the words of the project to the funder in one page. It's a one-page document. The summary is the first introduction to the proposal, and some decision makers use the summary for the first level of screening proposal. It is one of the most important parts of the proposal and should be written last. And the following information should be included in your summary: identification of the applicant, applicant qualification, need or problem, short description of project, expected outcomes or end results, amount of money requested. Don't forget to ask for the money. Now, the need statement. The need statement describes the need or problem or issue that you want to address. Every community have an issue or problem. One community problem might be narcotic. Another community could be teenage pregnancy. Another community could be that women are greatly infected with the HIV/AIDS virus. Another community could have a problem of gangbanging. What you have to do is identify what is happening in the community or communities, surrounding community around your organization that you would like to serve. And you, in the need statement, you began to write about the problem. Now, in your need statement, you have to identify the target population that you want to provide service for. Is your target population African American, Caucasian? Is your target population a multicultural, diverse group? Are they low to moderate income? Are they unemployed, underemployed? What is your target population? You need to describe the target population. Their age group. Is your target population that you want to provide services? Children and youth, seniors, women with children. What is the target population background? Educate the reader regarding the issue. You are the educator that is writing funders. Pretend that they don't have a clue as to what is happening. Educate them. Serve as a rationale support. Motivate the funder to help. Now, once you state the problems or issues in a community, you need to back up your finding with statistics. And you might say, well, where would I attain these statistics? Well, the statistics, you can go online, the Internet, Information Highway. You can check with city department. For every issue in society, there's a department in the government that handles it and have their own statistics. You may use magazines. You may use newsletters. You could use educational books, which means making a trip to the library and pulling up statistics. Your federal government have many stacks. Newspaper articles could be used as statistics. You could study the writings and opinions of leading experts in a field that address the issue that's happening in the community and quote them. It's just so many ways to collect data to back up what you have identified as problems and issues in the community for the funders. Now, there are tips for writing the need statement. The need statement should be related to the organization mission. Express the need or problem in terms of the community in the area of, that you serve. You don't want to just focus on your organization. The focus should be the community because you're getting the money for the community to help the community. All right. So you don't want to go in with your hands out. Well, our organization, we need to pay our light bill. We need to pay our gas bill. We need to pay the phone bill. Oh, we need money. We need money. You can't approach a funder that way. All right. Of course, you need money for your organization, but that should be secondary. First, the primary is the community. All right. Use objective data to support the needs. Statistical evidence, expert testimony, I mentioned that to you. Describe how your project will meet the need without criticizing others. Note if your project will be a model that can be used elsewhere. Write in a clear, brief, compelling style that avoids jargon. Use real life stories. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the Grant Writing Seminar on WGCR.FM. Your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore. God bless. Godspeed.